A new set of housing units for veterans should be open in Klamath Falls by this time next year. A recent grant from the state of Oregon Department of Housing and Community Services gave the project a major boost. Well, more than that, it footed the entire bill, $2 million worth. That's a load off local agencies that are working to find homes for all the people who need them, especially for homeless veterans. We have two guests to talk about this. Diana Otero is the executive director of KHA, the Klamath Housing Authority. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Good to have you here. James Lindsay is back with us. He joined us for our homelessness series in January. He is with Klamath and Lake Community Action Services, or CLASS, where he is the Supportive Services for Veteran Families case manager. Jim, good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you. And good morning, Diana.
Hi, James.
Good to have you both here. So, Diana, dozens of units managed by KHA in several communities. How much larger are the numbers of people who could use housing, though?
Oh, we have waiting lists of probably 1,500 people throughout the various programs.
Which is Klamath and Lake Counties, right?
Yes, yes. And encompasses the small communities, Merrill, Bonanza, Chiloquin, all of those.
So when you're talking about waiting lists, is that not just for housing itself, but also for things like the Section 8 vouchers or other assistance?
Correct. The Section 8 program is actually our biggest program. We are able to have 768 vouchers, and so we're housing that many people, plus there's probably close to 1,000 to 1,200 families waiting for a voucher.
And is it limited to the population? I mean, you just get a certain number of vouchers for your county, and is it based on income at all, too?
Correct. I kind of try to explain to people, if you qualify for food stamps, you get food stamps. You may qualify for housing because you're low income, but we don't get an indefinite amount of money. And so we only get this many vouchers. We can only service that many vouchers. And so when you're on a waiting list, basically you're waiting for someone to give up their spot so that you can have it.
Hmm. Does the money come from HUD?
Yes, it's a federal program, and it comes from HUD.
And is it strictly based on population, or are there other factors that come into play in deciding how many vouchers you get for Klamath or Lake or both?
You know, I don't know. I've worked at the Housing Authority for almost 18 years, and over the course of time, over those last 18 years, we've increased our voucher count by 300. I'm not aware in the last few years that HUD has made more vouchers available except for VASH vouchers, which are vouchers specifically for veterans.
Okay. So let's move to talk about veterans with James Lindsay from CLASS, the Klamath Lake Community Action Services. We did talk to you, as I mentioned, a month ago about homelessness, and obviously vets included in that. Is this an ongoing issue for Klamath and Lake Counties?
So with the HUD VASH vouchers that we get for the veterans, we probably have, about five or six veterans waiting for a VASH voucher. Most of our guys that qualify for a HUD VASH voucher actually end up getting it because their process is a little bit different than the average HUD Section 8 voucher. So we've been able to work with the VA rep and get those guys brought on rather quickly and sustained. There's a new process in place by which if they qualify for the HUD VASH, then SSVF can't do near as much as what we normally would be able to do because VA kind of changes the rules on us a little bit. So we're still able to help them some, but a lot of it's just a one-time assistance, and then we have to close them out, and HUD VASH keeps them on for intensive case management.
All right, so this is sort of a, if you get this, you don't get as much of this. They're making sure if you get the VASH voucher that you don't get as much as the SSVF, the Supportive Services for Veteran Families?
Correct.
So how big is the need for the kinds of services that you provide through SSVF?
It's actually pretty huge. We currently have a caseload of about 42.
Mm-hmm.
43 people, and that's a mixture of those that are in rapid rehousing, those that are in homeless prevention, and those that are actually on the HUD VASH that we pay the deposit for them to get in, or we buy them a bed, pots, pans, dishes, stuff like that one-time item to help get them sustained.
Okay. Is that the homeless prevention effort then, to make sure they just have all the things they need to set up a house instantly?
Correct.
Okay. We're talking to James Lindsay at the Klamath and Lake Community Action Services class, where he's the veterans case manager. Diana Otero is the executive director of the Klamath Housing Authority. We're talking about veterans housing in Klamath Falls and this announcement of a new 8-unit complex coming to East Main Street, potentially. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Diana, is there existing housing just for veterans in Klamath Falls at the moment?
Yes. 2 years ago, we accessed this. It's a GHAP grant, and we were able to build 10 units that we call Victory Commons. They opened up in November of 2016. We had a waiting list, 35 people on the waiting list for 10 units long before we ever opened them. And it's been hugely successful, and lots of people would like to be living there. And so when the opportunity came to apply for more money, we did, and we were granted it. And so we'll be building another 8 units that, as you said earlier, we hope to have up and running by this time next year.
Are there a lot of hoops to go through to get veterans housing built? I mean, it sounds like you have places you can go, obviously, for grant money, but I just wonder how extensive the process is of applying for it.
Well, it's never fun writing a grant application, but I have to say that I think the grant process for this particular pot of money is easier than most. And Klamath Falls has a real high percentage of veterans per capita, so everybody in the state knows the need is here. And once we got Victory Commons and have been very successful and have been able to demonstrate successful partnerships with both James with his SSVF program and with the people that run the VASH program, I think it made it easier to get this second pot of money because we have a really great track record.
James, why is there a real high percentage of vets per capita in Klamath County?
Well, veterans like Klamath County. I mean, we have the air base here. There's an intense population here. I think we're sitting at like 12%. Per capita, and roughly 7,100 veterans that we know of in this community, and unfortunately, the percentage of homeless is as high as well.
So, do the people who are there? I mean, of 7,100, and 12% is a lot for any county. So, I mean, are these people who are from the region originally, or moved there because they thought it seemed like a good place to be?
I think you have a pretty good mixture. I think the majority of them have grown up here, but then you also have those that have moved here either because of the base or they were active service before and then they joined the Guard and then they moved here to work at Kingsley. So I think it's a pretty good mixture. And then you always have your transients that are passing through. So,
Diana, you were talking about getting Victory Commons built a few years ago. This is Liberty Park Village, the name for the new set of units. And how did this emerge as a concept?
Well, I think that I personally have also always had an affinity for veterans. I am related to several veterans. I believe in, our country and what we do. So the board and I, when we do strategic planning, the Klamath Housing Authority Board, we set veterans housing as a priority probably 5 years ago, that if we had the opportunity to apply, that we would do that. And so when the opportunity comes, we've gone for it because we really believe that every veteran should be housed, especially given their service to the country. And so it's an easy thing to want to help.
And so was it a matter, I mean, I'm just kind of curious about some of the ways in which things fall into place. I know the building well. I used to work for Chambers Communications. So I've been in the old KDKF-TV building many times. But I mean, did you have to get the money before the building? Did you get the building eyed and then apply for the money? How does this all work?
Well, it's funny because we had a heads up that they were going to release another round of funding. And so the company that I partner with to do the developing, we've been talking about it. We're kind of unsure. We also are building another 36 units of family housing, and so we weren't sure that, we could take all this on. And at the same time, I had the family that owns the building call me and say, hey, we think this would be a great place to build veterans housing. You should buy it. And it's like, no. And then I thought about it and thought, well, maybe. So I went down and looked at it, and then I got really excited, and I could envision it. I could say, yes, we could do this. So it kind of all came together, and we actually talked to the family and got an option to purchase if we got the grant. So we're in the process of purchasing it right now. They were willing to wait for us because they believed it would be a great place for veteran housing, too. It just kind of all came together like it was meant to be.
Is there any advantage, James Lindsay, to the location? I mean, this is a kind of a mixture of some residential, some commercial in that neighborhood, although not a lot of active commercial, I notice.
The location is okay. I mean, it's on a bus route, easy access in and out, so the veterans don't have to go very far for services or grocery shopping, things like that. So the location is pretty decent for, most of the veterans to get in and out of.
And not a new building, Diana Otero. Before it was a TV station and some other offices, and it was not a major studio, I should point that out, too, but it was a Mexican restaurant, I guess, before that, which explains some of the decor.
Like.
Yeah. So is it a relatively solid building, though?
Yeah, it's built with brick, and so what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll gut the whole interior of it, and then, of course, we'll have to put in inside walls, because when you walk in it, you're seeing the same brick that you see from the outside. So at this point, there's not a lot of insulation. So we'll go in and we'll build interior walls. We're going to put 6 apartments in the existing building, plus a small laundry room, community room. And then on the west end of the building, we're going to add more and put 2 more units there.
So for 8 units total?
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're talking about new veterans housing coming to Klamath Falls with Diana Otero from the Klamath Housing Authority. She's the executive director, and James Lindsay with CLASS, Klamath and Lake Community Action Services, where he's the case manager for veteran families. The money part of this, is it unusual that you get, and this is $2 million altogether?
I don't think it's unusual. I think it's unusual that we got it twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say why. Usually when the state has money, they'll allocate a portion of it for rural areas, and then they'll allocate a portion of it for the big urban areas, so that I'm not competing against Portland for funds. And, I know there's need everywhere, and so I think because we've been able to display success and a good partnerships, because a lot of the grant funding is all about building community partnerships that – here in Klamath Falls, we work really hard together, all of the social service agencies. I think it shows, and I think that's why we were able to get this second round of funding.
I asked the question inside out and used unusual in the wrong place. I guess what I was asking was, is it unusual that the state will cover the entire cost?
They prefer not to, but I make the case to them, if they give me all of the money, then I can keep the rents really low because I'm not paying a mortgage.
Huh. Okay, so Oregon Housing and Community Services comes up with $2 million. So you get to buy the building cash outright.
Yes.
No mortgage then, and the rents do get to stay low.
Yes.
What kind of rent range are you looking at here?
We haven't set them in stone, but we could be looking at rents anywhere from $300 to $500. We kind of tend to do it based on a veteran's income. We never want someone to pay more than 30% of their income towards a rent. So we can afford to have a couple of the units really low rent and then some moderately priced, depending on income.
And $2 million for 8 units, I mean, is it still cheaper than buying or building new?
Probably. It would have been a little cheaper if we would have just got bare ground and started from the ground up, because we're going to have to do a lot of retrofitting. But we also think that taking old buildings that, aren't being used for anything and trying to repurpose them has a value also. And this building also has geothermal heat, which is always a real plus.
Sure.
Because then that keeps the tenant's utility costs down. So there's a lot of pros and cons.
James Lindsay, it must be something of a psychic boost, though, I'm thinking, to be able at least to say to the veterans community, hey, look, 8 more units coming in a year, so we're making progress.
It is, and it gets a lot of people's attention. I go to meetings all the time with HUD, with OHDC, with OHCS, all these different agencies around the state, and when we mention that more units are coming in for veterans, everybody gets excited, and they see the number of veterans that we've helped in the community, and then they hear about more housing going in, and more people jump on board.
So it could be something like a rainmaker. You get people, you know, in the idea that things are going well for vets, and more people begin to put stuff in?
They do. Case in point, I'm down at Legacy, because what Legacy does is when they sell their mattresses to people, if people have a mattress that they're getting rid of that's still in great shape, they call me, and I go down and pick it up, and I put it in storage, and then when a veteran needs a bed, I give them a bed. Well, I'm down there a couple of weeks ago, and we just happened to be having the conversation about, hey, Ken says, I hear there's 8 new units going in. And I said, yes, sir, there is. I said, it's exciting. He says, well, how fast would it take you to fill them? I said, well, I got 40 names right now that I can give Diane. And he says, very nice. He says, so do you have beds for those yet? And I said, not yet. He says, you do now.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, he's given us 8 brand new beds
uh-huh.
to go into those units. And I haven't had an opportunity to tell Diana, but now you know.
Well, that's exciting. And I'd like to just mention, when we opened Victory Commons, we got donations from a motorcycle club and some other places. We had about $4,500 worth of donations that we could go and furnish these apartments for the veterans that were truly homeless and had nothing.
Diana, just a question about demographics before we go. I'm just realizing sure. that the height of the baby boom was 60 years ago, so you got lots of people now or soon in their 60s. Do you see a mushrooming of demand for housing programs?
Surprisingly, yes. I think the average age at Victory Commons for that veterans project is 63 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding a lot of the homeless veterans are single. They've had families, but because of some of the issues they deal with, maybe they're no longer connected to their families. Mm-hmm. A lot of single people.
All right. Well, change is coming for sure with more housing on the way to Klamath Falls. 8 units by this time next year. Diana Otero is the executive director of the Klamath Housing Authority. James Lindsay is with CLASS, Klamath and Lake Community Action Services, where he is the Supportive Services for Veteran Families case manager. Good to talk to you both today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.